We're going to read with us tonight. We're going to read some out of the book of Daniel, the second chapter. Read the entire chapter. We're not going to. We're going to read a good bit as it is. We're going to start with about the 19th verse, sort of starting in the midst of some of it. But it says, then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge unto them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Therefore Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah that will make known unto the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, art thou able to make known unto me the dream which I have seen and the interpretation thereof? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king hath demanded cannot the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers, show unto the king. But there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the vision of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy thoughts came into thy mind upon thy bed what shall come to pass hereafter. And he that revealeth secrets maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than any living, but for their sakes that shall make known the interpretation to the king, that thou mightest know the thoughts of thine heart. Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet, that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold broken to pieces together and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings. For the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heaven hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold. And after thee shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. Whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with miry clay. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, and silver, and the gold, the great God that hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel, and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. The king answered unto Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods and a Lord of kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel a great man and gave him many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel requested of the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon, but Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now, I know that's some lengthy reading tonight, and I'm going to read. You can turn to this later. I'm going to read a verse or two tonight. Just bear with us. Might read three or four. It says, and Moses went out to meet his father-in-law and did obeisance and kissed him. And they asked each other of their welfare, and they came into the tent. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done unto Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the travail that had come upon them by the way, how the Lord delivered them. And Jethro rejoiced for all the goodness which the Lord had done to Israel, whom he had delivered out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Jethro said, Blessed be the Lord, who hath delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptian, and out of the hand of Pharaoh, who hath delivered the people from under the hand of the Egyptians. Now I know that the Lord is greater than all gods, for in the thing wherein they dealt proudly, he was above them. And Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and a sacrifices for God, and Aaron came and all the elders of Israel to eat the bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. Now, I know that's a good bit of reading tonight, and I know that there's probably more in all this than I could probably ever get out. But I've got just a thought tonight, and you might say, Preacher, that's a lot of reading and a lot of going on. It most certainly is, but I've just got a thought. So you pray for us for just a minute. We'd be able to get ourselves out of the way and try to preach that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. The Bible says here in the book of Daniel. Now, Daniel, the decree had went out because of the astrologers, and all of the wise men of that of Nebuchadnezzar could not tell him the interpretation of a dream that it had. Couldn't tell him what he had, or couldn't tell him the interpretation, either one. And then Daniel, the word come to Daniel, and Daniel got on his knees between him and the Lord, and he asked the Lord about that Nebuchadnezzar was asking, and that he slay not that of all his wise men and the astrologers and all the men of that day that could not tell the interpretation. I want to talk just a little bit tonight, the Lord being my helper, brethren, about greater. Greater. There's something, brethren, about God that is greater than any other God. Not just greater than any other God, he's greater than anything that you'll ever face in this life. He most certainly is. Bible says here, and this was the scripture says that he interpreted that Nebuchadnezzar had a dream there upon his bed, and it troubled him. It really did. It troubled him to the point that he wanted to know the interpretation of the dream. And Daniel told him about what the Lord had showed that of Nebuchadnezzar. And he said, he showed you, my friend, that is coming to pass. That, my friend, about the kingdom and how the kingdom, my friend, was going to be separated and divided, and brethren, and one day, he said, it would be destroyed. Yes, sir. And he said, God shall set up a kingdom, my friend, that shall be forever and ever. Brethren, that's the God that is greater than all gods tonight. It most certainly is. And my friend, the Bible says that Jethro had Moses' father-in-law. He said, I've seen how the Lord has delivered you out of the Egyptians. My friend, and he said, I've seen that God tonight. And my friend, and he still is. And my friend, yes, he is. And my friend, you say, preacher, I'm facing things and it seems to be greater than me. And my friend, brethren, those things that we go through, those things that we face, but it does not diminish God's power one bit. No, sir. And my friend, no, sir. And my friend, just because God don't deliver like we think he should, and my friend, don't make him a lesser God. And my friend, hear me. And my friend, can God fix all things? You better believe it. And my friend, does God fix all things? And my friend, all things for the good to them that love him tonight. Yes, sir. Them that are called according to his purpose. My friend, greater. Greater. I thought about this image. My friend, brethren, this image was great. And my friend had gold and silver and brass. And my friend and iron. And my friend and clay. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, it was probably in that of the mind of Nebuchadnezzar it troubled him. And my friend, to see this image. And my friend, this is not the image that Nebuchadnezzar had built. And my friend, it's over in another chapter. And my friend, it most certainly is. And my friend, but God showed his greatness through that of the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. And my friend, I don't know about you. I'm just going to talk to us a minute. And my friend, listen to me. And my friend, how God, how great is God in your life? And my friend, how great is God in your life? And my friend, the Bible says here, Daniel told him, he said, Nebuchadnezzar said, you're this head of gold. And my friend said, God's give you a power over everything. And my friend, beast of the field. And my friend, the province. And my friend, yes, sir, God's give you power over it all. And my friend, he said, there's coming a day your kingdom's going to be divided. And I, yes, sir, and it was. I'm not going to get into all that. And my friend, brethren, makes no difference how great that image was, and how many kingdoms stood, and my friend, the stone that was hewed out of the mountain overcome it all tonight. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. And my friend, God greater than all gods. And my friend, I don't care tonight. I'm just going, and my friend, be plain with you. And my friend, I don't care what you're serving. And my friend, I don't care what you've put up. And my friend, that's powerful. And my friend, God can still overcome it. And my friend, yes, he can. And my friend, 2023. And I, yes, sir. And I think a lot of times, and my friend, about how they come out with new things. And my friend, how they come out with this. And my friend, and oh, it's the best thing on the market. And my friend, well, it won't be but a few months. And my friend, somebody else will come out with something else. And my friend, and it'll be better than what that was. And my friend, just ask them. They'll tell you. Hey, my friend, yes, sir, they give you deals on them. Yes, they do. Hey, my friend, and if one ain't good enough, we're going to give you two. Glory to God. Hey, my friend, ain't that the way the world works? Hey, my friend, yes, it is. Yes, it is. You may think that you found a better way. My friend, I know tonight you don't have to tell me. My friend, brethren, I ride a good bit. My friend, travel a good bit. My friend and brethren, I see all the time, I see my friend, established churches. My friend, that have been established for years. My friend, brethren, they've turned into my friend, worship centers. You say, preacher, we got to get in 2023. My friend, well, I've been living in it for 10 months, ain't you? Yes, sir. My friend, and my God ain't changed a bit. I can't help it, Crafton. My friend, I might be, preacher, you just got too much age on you. My friend, I'll tell you something. My friend, I know what works. Don't you? My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why? Why could Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar, the king? My friend, your kingdom gonna fall. My friend, yes, sir. He's gonna set one up that shall never fall. No, sir, it ain't gonna dissipate. My friend, it ain't gonna fade away. No, it's not. My friend, I don't know tonight. I can't give you the answer. My friend, to everything, but I can tell you this. My friend, God is greater. I don't care what great thing you got. I don't care what great idea you come up with. My friend, I know. I know. Don't get me wrong. My friend, I know people. My friend, you say, preacher, them churches got a lot of things for the young folks. My friend, it's a funny thing to me, and I'm just going to tell you, my friend, it's a funny thing to me, brethren, that they'll take. And my friend, in their worship services, they don't want preaching. And my friend, no, they don't. They want speaking. And my friend, yes, sir, and it better not be too long. And my friend, I know what I'm talking about. And my friend, but brethren, they can play this wall banging music. And my friend, you can't hear yourself think straight. And my friend, but they don't want to listen to an old preacher. And my friend, when he gets loud and out of the way. Preacher, keep it calm. I don't want you hollering at me. And my friend, you just sit through an hour. And my friend, of banging music, and you don't know which way's up. And my friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, but I'm going to tell you something, folks. My friend, you can change the name of Mountain View Baptist Church. My friend, brethren, but you can't change the name of God. No, sir. My friend, he's greater than all. Yes, sir, greater than all. My friend, I saw a commercial the other day. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, of a prominent preacher. He said 3 minutes. My friend, he got a 3 minute calm. My friend, whatever's going on in your day, come, my friend, you listen to this 3 minutes and it'll calm you. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? My friend, I can't help it, Gene. My friend, you know how the can't help it's work. Yes, sir. My friend, I just can't help it. I'm going to be honest with you. My friend, brethren. My friend, my God's not dead. My friend, he's still alive. Yes, he is. My friend, and I'm going to be quite frank with you. My friend, we think sometimes that we're losing ground. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. My friend, and you can take it, I guess, every which way you want to. My friend, but brethren, there's not many trees around that don't have a few dead limbs. My friend, brethren, you get all the dead limbs gone. My friend, the old tree begins to thrive again. Did you know that? My friend, yes, sir, preacher, you just seen people go down the road. My friend, that ain't what I'm saying. My friend, you're missing the message. My friend, God is greater than all. My friend, yes, he is. He's greater than all. My friend, it really comes down to the question, my friend, of how great is he in your life? My friend, yes, sir. How great is he? My friend, brethren, that's what God's interested out of you, Crafton. And you, Bruce. My friend, and you, Gene. And you, Autumn. My friend, listen to me. My friend, God wants to know how great he is in your life tonight. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. My friend, this great image didn't bother Daniel. Did you know that? It didn't trouble Daniel. My friend, God gave him the interpretation. My friend, and he said, after a while, a stone going to be hewed out of the mountain. Yes, sir. And it's going to come rolling through Babylon. Turn down the kingdoms of this world. And that's what the song said. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I show you something? My friend, if I can even find one. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, this. This, and I love singing. And by the way, choir, you're doing good. I love singing. This ain't the stone. My friend, they sang the song, "This is not the stone that came rolling through Babylon." My friend, no, it's not. My friend, there's some good songs in there. My friend, there's some wonderful songs in there. My friend, but brethren, it didn't tear down the kingdoms of this world. My friend, hear me. Hear me. My friend, brethren, when God overthrew them cities, my friend, he overthrew them king and all. My friend, I know what I preached the other day. My friend, about the evidence. My friend, I'm going to tell you something tonight. My friend, God is greater than anything that's in your life. My friend, is he greater to you? My friend, that's the question. Is he greater to you? My friend, Jethro saw something. My friend, he got to looking at how God worked. My friend, and Moses, my friend, showed him and told him all the things that God had done. My friend, Moses couldn't deliver them children. My friend, no, he couldn't. I just say, preacher, God sent him down there. He sure did. And my friend sent Aaron with him. And my friend, you know what he said? God never did speak to Aaron. And my friend, preacher, you lost your mind. And my friend, he told Moses before he left over. And my friend, he said, I'm going to speak to you. And my friend, you going to speak to Aaron. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, it didn't matter where Moses could speak plain or not. And my friend, he is going. Yes, sir. And my friend, have you ever wondered about that? And my friend, have you ever wondered? I hear and have heard men, they talk about running from preaching. And my friend, and some of them run for years. So they tell. I don't know. And my friend, I thought to myself, how in the world could they stand it? I didn't run. My friend, I just wasn't going to do it. yes, sir. My friend, because I don't know what I thought, but I didn't think I was no preacher. My friend, no, sir. No, sir. My friend, but God got a hold of me. My friend, and he got a hold of me in such a manner. My friend, that it was either do it or live in misery like I'd been living. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, yes, sir. Best thing I ever did, just give up. Yes, sir, and let the Lord have his way. My friend, you listen to me. My friend, preacher, God want me to do something, and I just don't think I can do it. My friend, well, the truth of it is, as we hear a lot of times, amen, you can't do it. My friend, brethren, but the toughest thing you'll ever do, my friend, is allow the Lord to have his way. My friend, in your life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, I thought he just blessed y'all boys up and one down and around the other. My friend, well, my friend, there's a lot of blessings in it. My friend, they most certainly are. My friend, it's about like I drove a truck for years. My friend, they took me out of the truck and put me in the plant. My friend, they said, Randy, said, want you to learn everything in here. My friend said, we're going to make a manager out of it. My friend, I fought it. Yes, I did. I fought it about like pulling teeth. My friend, I told him, I said, I ain't being a manager. I said, keep me on the truck. My friend, that's just how I felt about it. My friend, yes, sir, no, it didn't work. It didn't work. I couldn't talk him out of it. My friend, wound up in management. Yes, I did. Wound up plant manager. My friend, brethren, and one day, yes, sir, one day I had enough. My friend, I had enough. I said, no. My friend, I said, I'm going to give you 3 weeks' notice, and I don't know anybody to give you 3 weeks. My friend, I'll give you 3 weeks' notice, and I'm leaving here. Yes, sir. My friend, my managing days is over. Yes, sir. My friend, long story short, I wound up in another job. My friend, making less money, and I was just a little old totem boy. My friend, that's all I cared about. And just to be honest with you, my friend, about 2 months later, the boss come down there I used to work for. My friend offered me all kind of money to come back. My friend, I said, do you know that I feel like I'm on vacation? Yes, sir. My friend, no more than I got that out of my mouth, the man I work for called me in his office. My friend said, Randy, I said, we're going to put you over this. My friend, we're going to put you over that. In other words, I want you to manage. And my friend, I thought to myself, I didn't want management. I didn't ask for management. And my friend, I come to a conclusion one day. And my friend, that management was where I was going to be. Didn't matter where I worked. And my friend, I might as well make the best out of it. So I quit fighting it. And my friend, I just started doing the best I could. And my friend, I managed most of my life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, I don't know altogether. I said all that to say this. And my friend, you're probably pushing against the, my friend, the best thing that's for you. And my friend, yes, you are. And my friend, it might not be management. It might be something else. It doesn't matter what it is. And my friend, but most of the time we fight that. And my friend, that's really better for us. And my friend, my preacher calling, I'll go back to you. And my friend, I didn't want to be a preacher. And my friend, I didn't ask to be a preacher. And my friend, and I really thought, you can think what you want, but I really thought, my friend, well, I'll lay that book down. I don't know that book. He ain't going to call me to preach. And my friend, little did I know, it didn't stop. And my friend, no, it didn't. It didn't stop. But listen to me. God is greater than all things. And my friend, he's greater than anything that you'll face in your life. And my friend, yes, sir, and I'm going to be honest with you. And my friend, just as honest as I know how to be. And my friend, there's situations that I don't understand. And my friend, there's been situations in my life. And my friend, that I didn't understand. And my friend, I didn't understand why. And my friend, I didn't understand why I was going through it. And I know I didn't. And my friend, I didn't understand. I couldn't see the end of it. And my friend, you know what I done, Gene? And my friend, I just kept on, keep on keeping on. And my friend, I just tried to hold on. Yes, sir, until. And my friend, you say, preacher, he'll show you. Sometimes he will. And my friend, sometimes I tell you, I've got 20/20 hindsight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, brother, in some of them rough times of my life, I thought the Lord left me. And my friend, thank God he is the only reason I'm still living. Yeah. Yeah. And my friend, he is the only reason, my friend, I had one foot in front of another. And he is the only sanity I had. And my friend, by faith, did you know, I don't care to tell you, my friend, if you're walking by faith, sometimes it's difficult. And my friend, sometimes, and my friend, it's just downright trouble. Yes, sir. And my friend, but what you do is you just keep walking. And my friend, because you know, and my friend, you know, deep down in your heart, you know, and my friend, God, there's a better thing coming. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, listen to me. And my friend, Daniel didn't ask for the, my friend, promotion. No, he didn't. He didn't ask for the promotion. And my friend, brethren, Nebuchadnezzar, it thrilled him to death. And my friend, to have things interpreted. And my friend, and he said, your God. And my friend, your God said, we gonna look to the Lord of Lords and the Lord of Kings. And I, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Short-lived. Short-lived for Nebuchadnezzar. Have you ever run across anybody? And my friend says, and my friend, I'm trying. And I'm trying. I don't care. I can't help it. I had a cousin, my friend. It bothered me. It still bothers me. And my friend, it most certainly does. And my friend, he thought. And my friend, he thought this and that. He come to my house one day. And my friend, he said, I'm going to have to start preaching. And my friend, I was on the listening end of this. You hear me? And my friend, I wasn't giving no advice. And my friend, no, sir. He just kept on talking. Kept on talking. You know what? In a minute, you know what he said? He said, I guess I'm going to have to give up my marijuana. I'm my friend. I'm my friend. I just let him talk. I'm my friend. They got to talking, this and that and another. I'm my friend, and he hushed. I'm my friend, he hushed. And he looked at me and he said, what do you think? I'm my friend. I said, well, number one, I think you need to get born again. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, I said, once you do that, I said, there'll be some things you'll understand. Glory, hallelujah. And my friend, I wouldn't want to hear him preach. And my friend, no, sir. No, sir. And my friend, you know what that stone that came rolling through Babylon was? And my friend, there it is. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I thought it'd be Jesus. There it is. And my friend, did he not say low? Low in the volume of a book. And my friend, he come to do thy will, oh God. And my friend, now I'm going to say this. And my friend, and I'm just going to leave my remarks with you tonight. And my friend, God is greater than all things. And my friend, in heaven, and my friend, and in earth. And my friend, there's not been anything made, my friend, that was not made by him. And my friend, that's what that book says. And my friend, that's what that book teaches. And my friend, he was from the beginning. And he was the ending. And my friend will be the ending. And my friend, he's Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. The first and the last. You say, preacher, he wasn't in the beginning. Oh, yes, he was. And my friend asked his own father. He said, Father, glorify thou me. And my friend, with the glory that we had in the beginning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was suffering, wasn't he? And my friend, he was suffering. Do you know what the book says? He says this about Christ. And my friend, he said that he learned obedience through the things of which he suffered. And my friend, yes, sir, and he suffered. Yes, he did. Did he not pray? And my friend, not my will, but thy will be done. And my friend, brethren, as far as that old fleshly man, he didn't want to die. And my friend, no, sir. Preacher, he wasn't flesh. Yes, he was. And my friend, he is flesh and he is a spirit also. Yes, sir. He was flesh and he was God. And my friend, yes, sir, preacher, I don't know about that. Well, God is a spirit. And my friend, that's what the book says. And my friend, that ain't all. He said, I and my Father are one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ain't going to separate them. And my friend, not a bit in this world. Greater. And my friend, I thought about, I'll tell you what I thought about. And my friend, when when some of this got to coming to me, and you can call it what you want to. And my friend, I had to look the scripture up. And my friend, when I got here, you know why? And my friend, I sat down in the seat of my car. And my friend, and the Lord said, greater. Yes, sir. And my friend, you know what? I could have argued with him. And my friend, I could have said, Lord, I've already got one. Yes, sir. And my friend, right now, I'm glad I didn't. Yes, sir, it'd been rough. And you know that? It'd been rough. And now, but listen, I thought about when I, when he said greater, believe it or not, my first thoughts, Lord, there's a lot of wickedness in this world. Lord, there's a lot of sin in this world. I thought about these things in the scripture, my friend, if you would read them and study them, as if it was to you. You hear me? If it was to you. A lot of times we read the scriptures because we think it's for them. Or we read the scriptures because we got a bone to pick with somebody. You don't get a lot out of it when you read it that way. Listen. But if you'll read that scripture as if it was for you, brother, believe it or not, when you finish, it will fit you. Do you know that? It will. It'll fit you. Well, I preach to tell you some of that stuff written back under them old times. It's for them old folks. We got folks today living just like them. Do you know that? Just like them, Leroy. Just exactly. And they had prophet after prophet, my friend, that prophesied unto them to get out of them evil ways. And they wouldn't listen. Are we living in a different day? I don't think so. Preacher, if I was a preacher, I'd be discouraged. Why is that? Don't look like your preaching's doing any good. Why's that? You get to reading the scripture as if it was written to you, and you'll find the answer. Yes, you will. Greater. Lord, there's a lot of sinful things going on in this world. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. I ain't no different, my friend, than them men that preached 50 years ago, or 100 years ago, or 150 years ago. Ever how long it's been, I ain't no different. I believe them men preached out of the bottom of their heart. And I believe, my friend, for the most part, I believe that they preached, my friend, that God give them. I do. And I believe they preached it with every ounce of strength they had. Why, preacher? That they might win one. One. Preacher, they had tens, twenties, thirties, forties, and fifties coming. They did. I've been around long enough to know. Mountain View, in my time, we've seen as many as 20 saved in a week's revival in my time. Listen, I'm not boasting about that. I've seen that, and I'm glad I did. And I'm going to say this. I've always said it. I'm going to say it again. God's still greater. Don't get me wrong. God's greater than anything that's going on in this world. Greater. I can't help it. You put all your confidence in the political world, my friend, you're going to drown. You're going to drown. You put all your confidence, my friend, in what this world tells you and how this world guides you, you're going to fail. Yes, you are. Why don't you put your trust and your confidence in something, thank God, that is established? And I read unto you, and it's written many more times in those scriptures, that of his kingdom, there shall be no end. I believe that. I believe I'm living in an everlasting kingdom. I do. One that'll abide forever and ever. No end. No end. Preacher, one day you'll end. I've just moved places. Think about it. We sang a song, I'll never die. I'll just be promoted. Thank God we ought to shout when we sing that song. We ought to. God is greater. There's a verse of Scripture that says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In you. In you. I don't know whether you see it or not, but it is just as plain as the nose on your face. The difference the disciples had while they was following Christ and after the day of Pentecost. Were they not a difference? Peter. Look at Peter. Was they not a difference? Yes, there's a difference. Do you know why there's a difference in your life? Because Jesus is in the house. He abides. He abides. Greater. Now, if I'm preaching you a non-truth tonight, my friend, you're going to have to take your scripture that I give to you and that I've read to you, and you might as well just cut it up and throw it away. It's the truth. It's not a fairy tale. It's not something I'm hoping for. It's not something, my friend, that I believe is going to work after a while. My friend, it works today. Does it not? God is greater. Jethro said that he was greater than all gods. He saw something. He saw something. Old Balaam, when the Lord got finished with him, he saw something in the house of Israel. What do you mean, preacher? He said, let me die the death of the righteous. Yes, sir. He saw something. God is greater. October the 25th, 2023, God is just as great as he ever has been. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And I'm going to say this, and you might not like it. Now, I'm going to say this, my friend, and he's able to turn your house upside down. Yes, he is. The real truth of it is some of our houses need to be turned upside down. You know what Jeremiah said? I'll bring my remarks to a close. He said, Lord, turn thou me, and I shall be turned. Huh? He wanted to be turned. He wanted, my friend, to see, thank God, that things was better and that God was greater than all gods. Preacher, you mean Jeremiah? I do mean Jeremiah. He wept a lot. He most certainly did. Greater. Bible says that the men of Nineveh shall rise up against this generation in judgment. Why? Because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Listen, he didn't stop there. He said, and a greater than Jonah is here. Listen. The question stands, my friend. How great is God in your life? Is He greater? That's something only you can answer. Now I'm going to say, well, I hush. I told you I was going to hush. I'll hush. I appreciate your prayers tonight. I appreciate the service. By the way, it said the Queen of Sheba got over there and saw all that Solomon had and everything, and she talked about how great Solomon was and his kingdom. And the Scripture says the same thing. And greater than Solomon. There's one greater than Solomon. That's here. That's here. God is greater. God is greater. He's greater. I can't help it. I don't care how wicked this world gets. God's greater. He's greater. Does it not say that where sin abound, grace did much more abound? We've got some positive things about God. Yes, we do. Anybody got anything you need to say or do, leave with us.